Camille's life changes when she takes a risk and boards a train heading away from her suburban Long Island hometown to find a skate park in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. She's a girl who loves to skateboard. She immediately connects with a crew of edgy female skaters. For the first time in her life, she does not feel alone. In her first feature film, Skate Kitchen, director and writer Crystal Mozell tells a coming-of-age story that plays like a love note to girls who skate. Mozell is best known for her documentary film, The Wolf Pack, which won a grand jury prize at Sundance. Most recently, she directed a documentary short series for National Geographic about women dealing with the water crisis in Haiti, Peru, and Kenya. Rochelle Vinberg is one of the stars of the film and a founding member of the Skate Kitchen, an all-female skate crew. Skate Kitchen opens tomorrow at the IFC Center, AMC Empire 25, and the Nighthawk Cinema in Brooklyn. Crystal and Rochelle, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Hello.
So, Rochelle, you're an amazing skater, and it was so fun to watch you skate. Can you tell us, when did you start learning to skate? When did you get your first skateboard?
Well, I went to visit my cousin who had lived at Canada at the time, and he was only a year older than me. And I really had nothing to do because I was away from home, and I just was hanging out with him, and he skated. So I just would watch him skate outside of his apartment, and then eventually he got me on the board, taught me how to ollie, and bought me a board. And I took it home, and I just been skating.
Taught you how to what was that?
Ollie, which is a trick, like the stepping stone trick.
I see.
Like, jumping off the ground.
I see. I've seen that before. How old were you?
I was 12.
You were 12, okay.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to get this good?
Well, it takes a lot of practice. I don't know if I'm that good, but I'm definitely comfortable like riding and doing tricks. And it took me, I've been skating for like 8 years.
For 8 years, okay.
Yeah.
And were you good immediately?
No, God, no. I remember crying outside my yard because I couldn't ollie, and then I told myself, I'm not giving up. I have to do it.
So did you become a little obsessed with it?
Yes, definitely. I would just be out there all day until, like, my mom would have to call me in.
It looked so great, and it looks like, you know, such freedom.
It is.
What does it feel like to you to be on a skateboard and riding through the city?
That's my favorite thing to do on a skateboard, not doing tricks. It's riding through the city. Like, that's why I love certain parts of the movie. It just captures that, and it's just like magical. It feels like you're flying.
Yeah, there are some really beautiful shots of New York City and you skating through it.
Yeah.
Was that amazing to watch yourself? Have you seen yourself up on a big screen?
Well, during the movie is when I really saw it, and that's exactly what it feels like. She really did a good job at capturing that, what it feels like with all the colors and just like, it really feels like that.
So tell us about the Skate Kitchen. How would you describe this group? And you founded this group, is that right?
Kind of. So we kind of all had our own parts in creating the group. Crystal has a huge part too. What happened was I had always like wanted to create a girl group and with the name The Skate Kitchen because when I was younger, I would watch videos on YouTube of other girls skating, girls like Lacey Baker and Vanessa Torres. And in the comments, people would say, oh, she should be in the kitchen. She should be, like, that's a weird-looking kitchen, just kind of that degrading remark.
Yeah,
I didn't even quite understand it when I was reading it when I was younger. I didn't get it until I started hearing it used in other ways towards other women doing other things that were deemed, you know, more masculine or not really something girls should be doing. And so I was like, well, it would be cool to create something and call it the Skate Kitchen in mocking that. And then I was always friends with Nina, and I would
Explain
skate with her.
Explain who Nina is.
Yeah, Nina plays Kurt in the movie. She is really outgoing and hilarious. And
she is. She's got a lot of great scenes.
Like, I've never met a person like her. Me and Crystal talk about it all the time. There's no one like Nina. But we would always skate in the city. I would come in from Long Island, take the train. And one day, we were on the subway, and that's when Crystal met us.
So what attracted you, Crystal, to these young women?
Well, I think at first it was Nina's voice, because she has just this charismatic, interesting tone that when you're in a room, she kind of just silences everybody, and everybody looks over at her to see what she's saying. And then they had skateboards, which was something you don't see every day, women with skateboards.
And were you hesitant to go talk to them, or did you?
No.
You're no, not shy.
I'm never really hesitant. No, I went up to them. And
did they warm up to you right away?
I think they were a little bit weirded out. But
was that true? Were you?
Well, I just remember her coming. Nah, I wasn't like weirded out. I was just like, whoa, who is this? But, you know, New York, that's something that actually happened to me and Nina before. This lady came up to us the year prior and was like, we want to be in this casting, and we were like, yeah, and then nothing happened. So we were just like, oh, all right, well, hopefully something, probably nothing's going to happen.
I see, and this time something did happen.
This time something did, yeah.
So Crystal, you made a short film called That One Day for the clothing brand Miu Miu, starring The Skate mm-hmm. Kitchen. Mm-hmm. So why did you decide to feature them in this short film?
Well, I was already speaking with them, and I think I was planning to do a documentary. I thought it might be an interesting documentary on their lives. But then Miu Miu approached me to do one of their woman tales, and I think that kind of gave me this freedom to do something that was creative, because it was a short film, had a great budget, and they basically said I can do whatever I wanted to do.
I see.
So I just used it as this moment to be creative and collaborate with the girls, and Rochelle and I talked a lot about, you know, her experiences, and we were, you know, speaking about like that there's these things that happen that change your life forever, these moments in time. She's talking about like this day that she like came into the city, met up with Nina, ended up on the roof of some building, like looking over the city, and it just was really beautiful. And it was like, you know, she was on her own, like, not, you know, her parents let her go into the city on her own. And so we were just thinking, you know, there was like that one day where you just change forever. It's like that turning point. And that kind of, you know, so I wanted it to be inspired by their own experiences, but then they would just almost like replay those experiences themselves, and it kind of had this like dreamy aspect. So,
right, yeah, right. So it's not a documentary, but no. It looks like a documentary, and yeah. A lot of things that happen apparently happened in real life. That's
yeah,
what you're
saying. Yeah. But what I learned from that short is that, I mean, there was this one scene that was incredibly emotional, and most people watch it and cry. And that's, I think that scene is the calling card for the feature. Like, everybody watches that movie, they're like, that scene is insane. Like, you should make a feature film about this.
I see.
Yeah.
So this scene you're talking about is in the short film?
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. Did it make it into the longer?
No, because the feature film was a completely different vibe and different shoot. And
I see.
Yeah. The short is very... It has a lot of fashion.
We're like wearing dresses.
Yeah.
We're like skating in $1,000 dresses, ruining them and stuff.
They're not really.
They would never let me do, like, now that they know me this well, they'd be like, no way, we're definitely not skating in a dress. Are you kidding me?
So was that not an experience you liked, or?
No, I mean, I liked it. It was just not something it was the first time I ever did anything with acting. And it was fun.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know if Crystal could get me in a dress now. That was because I didn't really know her, and I was like, okay, I'll just do it.
So how did you guys get to know each other? How did you immerse yourselves in the lives of these young girls?
Well, after the short film, I kind of took a break because I had been going for so many years with like Wolfpack and then press and then doing the Water Project and then this short film. So I was gone for 2 months. But like when I was gone, I had this conversation with Kim Mutani, who watched the short film. She's the head of programming at Sundance now. And she, because I was like, I'm going to do a documentary feature on these girls I made this short on. And she said, no, you should, why don't you just do a scripted version of this? And I don't know, it gave me a lot of confidence because I wasn't sure how I felt about it. But she really kind of gave it to me. And so I came home and I said, hey, do you guys want to actually do a feature version? And we just start hanging out and talking, and there's a lot of like, I'd go to the skate parks and hang out with them and like cruise around. the city. And then also, I have this like really big couch at my house, and everybody would come over and just hang out, and we'd talk, and it became this kind of safe zone for all of us.
We get stuck in that room though. Like literally, you go in there sometimes, you don't come out like till 2 days later. And Crystal will never kick us out. She'll come in her house and have like really? Four teenagers just on the couch.
And so, but was there ever any resistance to allowing her to
Not at all, because she's like became our friend. She was not intrusive at all. You know, we would explain aspects about our lives to her comfortably, like without her ever asking. It was just super natural.
And so, what was it like then to work with a writer instead of, you know, letting something play out in front of you? You had to work with a writer. You must have had all of this fancy equipment that isn't used in documentaries.
Well, I've been a commercial director for like 15 years.
So I see. Were sort of used to all of that.
Yeah, I've been on big sets many times, so that wasn't new. The writing part was very helpful. I really enjoyed it. Like this type of setup kind of made sense for me, and I don't know, I think with documentaries it almost feels restricting because you have to step back and observe, and this way of doing things, it's like you're immersed within the group, and you know, I can speak with the girls about how they felt, like you know, does this feel authentic, does this work, and you know, and then they also felt free to tell me if they didn't think something was a bit, like, we'd be on set, and you'd be like, Crystal, that's mad corny.
Like, nah, Crystal, we're not saying that.
Okay. And well, what would you say? What would you say then? What would make sense to you?
Right, that's interesting, because when I was watching it, it sounded improvisational to me. I was wondering how much was scripted.
It was scripted. Yeah, so I did a first draft, and then with writer Jen Silverman, and then after that we had to change a lot and like really kind of simplify it and bring it down, and then this other writer Aslahan came in, and we like really vibed and finished off the script together in a short amount of time, but like just like worked on it really hard. But yeah, it was everything was scripted, like all the scenes. Like there's a scene where they're talking about tampons, and right. A lot of people think that was just like improvisational, but I did witness it happen at my house. But then I see.
So that was a real conversation.
It was a real conversation that happened.
And yeah. Rochelle, did it seem authentic to you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 6 months prior to filming, we started doing like rehearsals where we worked with an acting coach, and we went through every single scene, and I think we would edit it during that time. So if something felt weird, we'd tell her then, so they'd rewrite it.
I see.
So it was like all still scripted.
I see. So yeah. You felt like you had a lot of say.
Had a lot of say.
And how was the acting experience for you?
You know, it was really fun because I felt super comfortable because I know Crystal and I know the DP. The DP is the same person that did that one day, and it was hard at some points. I think I underestimated it. Because,
How was it hard? In what ways was it hard?
Okay, so one example is I like sprained my ankle, and then I had to be really happy the next scene. So I was just like crying on the grass with Crystal, and she's like, "You can do this. You can do." I was like, "I can't do it," but then we did it.
Crystal, I'm just curious. Did you get on the skateboard? Did you skate?
I've gotten on a skateboard before.
She fell one time. Really bad. Like it was before filming.
And I was like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this anymore. But
it was so funny. But
it was funny.
Yeah, because I was skating and she was behind me, and then I look back and I don't see her anymore. And then she's on the ground.
yeah, that could not have been fun. No. And have you gotten back on since?
Yeah, I mean, I can skate around. I can't do tricks though, because then you fall and hurt
yourself.
Doesn't
matter. Tricks don't matter.
Yeah. And Rochelle, how much do you have in common with your character?
A lot.
Yeah.
But so I would say the Camille was definitely like a past version of myself, someone who was like intimidated and nervous, but I was never that like nervous to do stuff. Like I was never, I was also trying to play Camille as the girls I would see at the skate park who would stand on the sidelines and wouldn't skate.
Huh.
You know, there's a lot of girls.
Really?
I see them every single time I go to a park. And even LES, they'll be standing on the red steps, nervous. And you have to go up to them and, like, be like, let's, you have to force them, basically. Say, let's go and follow me, let's go. And then they'll start.
Really?
So I was trying to be like that also.
Okay. And were there, did anything happen in the process that, I don't know, did you learn something from Camille or did you?
Yeah, I learned to recognize other Camilles, real Camilles, by playing her.
I see.
Because I don't think I realized until I played her and was, because every time I used to go to the park, you usually focus on yourself. You just go and you skate. And I would kind of not talk to people. And playing her, and now I kind of have that understanding of how intimidating it can be, so I'll just always try to talk to people and get them.
And what is that dynamic at the skate park? Is it very male-oriented?
It's totally male. There's going to be way more guys than girls. That's just a fact. And it's not necessarily like, they're not mean, you know what I mean? They're not, like, I don't want to make people think that guy skaters are mean and angry, because they're not. But they do give you attention, and that attention itself is what's intimidating. You know, they'll go up to you and they'll be like, nice ollie, like, want me to teach you this trick, and they'll follow you around trying to be encouraging, but that within itself is like unnecessary attention that can be embarrassing and make girls not want to go.
And Crystal, was your film trying to explore gender roles and sexual fluidity?
Yeah, I mean, I think that their generation, like, speaks a lot to kind of everything that's happening right now. And so I just wanted to represent them, honestly. So a lot of those themes kind of came in. And it was funny because there's the scene on the train that, where they're talking about, like,
right,
harassment and, you know, just the horrible things that happen to women all the time. But that all happened, like, before the whole Me Too movement happened. So it just felt, like, perfectly in line with everything that's happening right now. And a lot of those stories, actually, I was feeding them stories that happened to me when I was younger.
You know, I didn't even know about what gaslighting was or any of that stuff when we did the scene. And then I learned about it in school after, and then I was like, whoa, we did a whole thing about that. Now I get it. So in that moment, I didn't even understand what was going on until after.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. I didn't even know that, what it was.
So what do you hope people walk away with after seeing this movie?
I think that we just want to inspire people to feel comfortable doing things that they think they normally can't do, I guess.
Thank you both for coming.
Oh, yeah. Also, one correct. It actually is only playing at IFC this weekend, and then the following weekend it goes wide.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for correcting that.
Cool.
Thanks for joining me.
Okay.
I'm Cindy Rodriguez, and I've been speaking with writer and director Crystal Moselle on her feature film Skate Kitchen, along with actor Rochelle Vinberg, who stars in it.